Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking to you today about how to support a husband or wife through a midlife crisis. There are several times in our life where we begin to worry about how close we are getting to the end of our lives. And as these thoughts come into play, we get anxious about mortality and start to express regret over things we wish we had accomplished in life. People who experience these worries or anxious thoughts are considered often to be experiencing a midlife crisis. There's a lot of debate surrounding the topic of midlife crisis, whether it's actually a real stage in life or whether society has turned it into a bigger deal than it actually is, and it's actually people just going through a change. However, we cannot dismiss the fact that people can and do express unhappiness when they reach a certain age, as they begin to reflect on their life, how they've lived their life, and in some cases it can prompt some people to make really drastic changes, really serious changes. And sometimes this can happen when a relationship, a marriage, is in trouble. And people can decide, that's it. I want to change everything in my life. This marriage is no longer working for me. And then I work with their spouse who says to me, Nicola, they're having a midlife crisis, what can I do? So I really wanted to give an episode on this. Unfortunately, there is no definite age when a midlife crisis will occur. However, research suggests that it's commonly reported between the mid-40s and the mid-60s. It's important to note that a midlife crisis will affect men and women differently. A midlife crisis for a man may last up to 10 years, whereas for a woman, it's most likely to last up to 5 years, according to statistics. Additionally, women may experience a midlife crisis earlier, as often women are more aware that their biological clock is ticking away, which could lead to increased worries about not having children or not having a partner that they see a future with to have children. As men can have children much later than women, it can be argued that they have a later onset of a desire of radical change. But this is for people perhaps that aren't in a marriage or that are married and they're not having children. It doesn't account for the difference between men and women going through this when children has nothing to do with the crisis. It's important to remember, regardless of whether you think that a midlife crisis is real or not, when your spouse experiences and expresses unhappiness or desire for change, it's important to approach them with understanding, with compassion, and love. A considerate spouse can do wonders to help deal with this new chapter in life. So I've put together some ways which you can best handle your spouse going through a midlife crisis. As in order to be a good support network for your spouse, you need to be able to identify the signs. So let's look at the signs that your husband or wife is expressing to indicate that they're going through a midlife crisis. First of all, the signs could be expressing unhappiness in life, whether it's no longer being happy at work or not being satisfied with married life or simply wanting to change the way that they look or the way that they dress. And sometimes it can be about buying material things. Often these changes may not make any sense to you. Even though you've been married for years, it can feel like you don't know them anymore. There's a chance that when your spouse is entering a midlife crisis, they may do things that you don't agree with or things that are hurtful to you, including drinking more, spending less time with the family, spending more money, or sometimes, unfortunately, having an affair. Other changes to look out for are things such as questioning their identity and what they've accomplished in their life. Often a midlife crisis creates a personal battle within, and it's often communicated through other means, such as expressing regret for not accomplishing much in life, comparing themselves to others who have accomplished more, or simply wanting to feel youthful again, wanting to appear youthful and look youthful, to defy the feelings of getting older. If you are wondering, will my husband ever come out of his midlife crisis? Or what are the signs of a midlife crisis? Or how to know if a husband or wife is going through one? Or how long does a midlife crisis last? Or how can I support my husband or wife going through a midlife crisis? Then I hope my tips on how to deal with this situation are helpful to you. So I'm going to go over 6 points now. The first one is acceptance. It's not easy for us to accept that our partner is not happy or is feeling unfulfilled in life, especially if it is your marriage that is the subject of unhappiness. However, in order to get through the difficult stage when your spouse is going through a midlife crisis, it is to accept things for them are not okay. The sooner you communicate your feelings to each other, the sooner you can both decide what aspects of your lives you need to work on. Accepting that changes need to be made can really open up the doors for communication in a relationship that are usually closed when we find it difficult to deal with their changes and refuse to acknowledge that they are not happy. Telling them that they are not being themselves or that you don't like what you're seeing doesn't work in fixing a relationship. Making changes. Use this time as an opportunity to take a look at your own life. Aside from being a husband or wife, a mother or father, a worker or home worker, what other have you always wanted to do? Do things differently for yourself. For example, take up new hobbies, find new interests, go back to the things that you loved learning and doing as a child, focus on personal development, spiritual development, physical development, emotional development. Not only will this help you to cope with the storm that comes with your spouse experiencing a midlife crisis, it will also create interest for you outside of your married life, and you can boost your confidence by doing this. I highly recommend it. Some of the women and men that I've worked with have done photography courses, they've hiked mountains, they've gone on different adventure holidays, they have started their own business, they've done physical challenges. We really work through and help people find new exciting things to do, especially if they're really stuck and they can't think of anything. Then I've got this great list that I go through with them to really ignite passion outside of the relationship, to help them and to also enhance their life. Sometimes the smallest changes can make a big difference also, so it doesn't have to be something massive or big. It could be a simple change to the routine, to go for a walk every morning or do a meditation that can really help people to shift into that positive energy and stop worrying about their partner if their partner is showing signs of going through a midlife crisis. Two happy people create a happy marriage. It's very difficult to have a happy marriage if both people are being negative, are seeing the relationship as struggling, becoming worse, disconnected. The next one is be patient. When your spouse does something that you don't agree with or that is hurtful to you, it's natural to feel angry. However, responding to someone that is going through an emotional journey can make the situation worse. And making decisions about your relationship when emotions are running high can lead to regret later on. So instead of pushing them for what they're doing, why they're doing it, what they want, this is going to send them away from you, unfortunately. So what you want to do is just be patient and not push, which I know is really difficult to do. And this is often when I support either people going through a midlife crisis themselves or the husband or wife supporting them. You want to avoid making rash decisions. And often people can benefit from some guidance, which is the next one really about seeking help. But before I go into that, this patience is really important, giving them time to work on themselves and saying to them that if they need space to work on themselves, that's great, and that you're going to work on yourself. And that way your spouse doesn't feel like you're abandoning them completely by saying, sort yourself out or go. And also, you're not going to be nagging or needy, telling them that they need to be a better husband or wife, because this energy is very unattractive. And it doesn't feel good to act in that way. It doesn't feel good to be nagging or needy. And so getting some support, which is the next one, can really, really help you. Getting support to be that strong pillar of positivity, to feel good in yourself, getting support to know how to handle their reactions, how to slow things down, how to not make any decisions in haste, how to calm things. It can be embarrassing, I get that, to say I need support. I think my husband or wife is going through a midlife crisis, or I'm going through a midlife crisis, and how to know if it's the marriage or it's a midlife crisis. It's a difficult thing to admit. And yet sharing really does help get it out of our heads, stop over-evaluating things, stop going round and round in our minds with the same thoughts, stop questioning our behaviour or questioning our lives or comparing ourselves to others, because that all makes us feel lonely, frustrated and absolutely exhausted. So find somebody that you can talk to, that you trust, and make sure whoever you pick to work with has a positive focus, has an action-oriented focus. We don't want to spend long time in the problems. It doesn't work to enhance and improve our lives. Identify the problem, focus on the solution. So make sure someone has that kind of outlook, focus and balance, and ask them what their policy is, how they help people with a midlife crisis, what they suggest. And you'll get a sense if they will go into their childhood and talk all about their childhood, or if they will look at how to create positive, lasting change through steps, actions and support. And by support, I mean, are they available to take your emails or messages outside of the office hours? Some people may prefer to speak to a family or friend, which is good if you're dealing with someone who is objective and can keep their judgments and their own personal feelings and ideas about relationships, about midlife crisis, about actions to themselves. Unfortunately, it's very rare to find people that can completely do this, because we're also shaped by our own personal experiences. If we've been hurt in a relationship, if we've had a similar experience of a midlife crisis, we may say things based on our own life experiences, and this can be helpful or unhelpful. So if you do go for a friend or family member, pick someone that you trust, their wisdom you trust. The next one is highlight the positives. It is not your job to fix your spouse's midlife crisis. Women and men who try to fix their husband or wife midlife crisis end up pushing them further away, because no one likes to be fixed. However, you may feel a bit hopeless. You want to get them out of the negativity. You want to show them that the relationship has positives. So do that. But do it in a way that's not lecturing. That's not telling them, look, you have so many things to be grateful for. Look, focus on the positive. When you tell somebody that, it just appears as nagging. And again, they may shut down. So just be in a positive vibe yourself. Focus on you being positive, and your energy will attract more positivity to you, and it will rub off on them. Also, find positive things to do to remind them of all the good times that you can have together, that they can experience. This is far more positive than getting into a negative cycle with them, feeling fed up and frustrated and angry. So go ahead and book some engaging activities where you can both not only remember the positives, but experience and relive positive, fun things that you used to do, or find new things. The last is loving communication. I spend a lot of time in communication in my marriage audio program, talking about the best techniques, because it's so easy to have great communication when we're in a happy, good stage in our relationships. But when we're feeling hurt or angry or sad or confused, our communication can really, really suffer. In order to be a supportive spouse, it's beneficial to open up the doors of communication, to really listen, to provide a safe place for them to express whatever they're really feeling, even if it's sadness. Sadness about the relationship, sadness about their life. Not wanting to hear it, not allowing them to explain, can cause a disconnection in the relationship. Also, remember that it's not your place to judge. It can be so easy to judge as we know someone so well. It's refraining from judging and refraining from that fixing. And also working on any feelings of anger or resentment that you may have about their midlife crisis. You may feel that how they're acting is completely wrong. And when I do the clearing resentment for couples or individuals that don't want to have resentment in them or anger in them because they're carrying it with them and they can feel it in their chest and they can feel it in their body when their husband or wife walks in the door. So we look at releasing that. And this is a really powerful thing to do, looking at releasing your own resentment for a peaceful, healthier, happier life. It's key to remember as well that you don't have to go through it alone. Getting some help, getting into some action is a key thing to do. You can go to my website and get my marriage audio program. I'll also put a link along with this episode. And this can help you step by step in supporting your husband or wife going through a midlife crisis. In the marriage program, it covers how to rebuild connection in your relationship, how to express yourself in your marriage, how to create more positivity in your marriage, how to let go of negativity and let go of this resentment, because resentment is a silent killer of passion. You don't even need to say anything to each other, but you can feel and you can see it on someone's face if they're angry, frustrated at you. And I just really want to say, if you're going through this right now, whether you're the person that has a midlife crisis and you're totally confused about what you want to change in your life, or whether you're trying to support your spouse going through a midlife crisis, it's one of the hardest things to go through. So I really hope that this can encourage you to start to shift things, because I've worked with so many couples where it has been really difficult and then they've used this as a catalyst to become stronger, to change their life for the better, to start redesigning their life. And this is one of the things that I really love to do, helping people to redesign their life. What do they want their finances to be like? What do they want their career to be like? What do they want their social life to be like? Their friends, their relationship with their family, their marriage, their social life, their personal development, the activities that they do. We look at all of these different areas and we create a plan for all these areas. And then I support that with a meditation just for them, recording them a meditation on all of their life goals as if they've already happened, so they can listen to this again and again, build up that momentum, build up that possibility. Because often really what a midlife crisis is it's being unclear. It's being confused. It's feeling stuck. It's feeling unsure. And so when you have somebody to support you, to see things from a higher perspective, to get out of that monkey mind that just has the same chatter day by day, get out of that, go into a higher level of thinking, see things clearly, create some goals, create some plans, and then start step by step going towards the most important ones and then moving on to the next ones. And that's kind of like the strategy that I help people go through. Otherwise, people just get stuck circling, not knowing. I went through a really awful experience once where I was so confused about my whole life. I was not sure whether I needed to move country, whether I needed to change career, whether I needed to end my long-term relationship. And it was just so horrible. And I was crying a lot. I was stressed. I was saying hurtful things to myself, to my partner. And really, I just needed some love, some compassion, some patience, and also someone to guide me into saying, right, don't put your pressure on yourself to take and make all of these decisions right now. Step by step, this is how you deal with it. This is how you get clearer. This is how we recreate and redesign your life. And then when you're balanced, when you're healthy, when you're happy, then you can make these massive life-changing decisions. And that's what I discovered was the best way for me. And then I've done this for many, many people. And then I also see that midlife crises now are happening earlier and earlier. I have people come mainly 35 to 45. And I also have even men and women coming to me when they're like early 30s or 30 and just saying, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I know? Those are kind of like the three main questions. So I hope this has been useful to you. I just want to say, if you're going through this, my heart goes out to you. It is an awful time. However, often great things can come from it, because these dark times give us a chance and the opportunity to reevaluate, to redesign, to recreate. And if we skip them by keeping ourselves busy, by stuffing ourselves with alcohol or food or anything else that just distracts us, work, TV, we can't evolve. I'm going to also put the link to my marriage program and my self-love audio program as well, because both of these give people a real boost, and a lot of people have shared with me that it's given them a lot of clarity. They've gone from confusion to clarity because they've seen the insides of how their mind works, how to love themselves, how to improve connection in a relationship, how to improve communication in a relationship, and how to let go of the negative cycling thoughts and resentment patterns. So from my heart to yours, take care and do reach out to me if you'd like to consider any one-to-one coaching. I'd be more than happy to discuss that with you. You can book an appointment with me on my website, nicolabeer.com, or you can just send me an email to nb@nicolabeer.com. Take care. Have a wonderful week ahead. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.